Jakarta. Here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
Here is the news. Housing and Settlements Minister Marwarar Sirait has stated that financial support worth 130 trillion rupiah prepared by the Nantara Indonesia Investment Management Agency for the housing sector reflects Indonesia's self-reliance. He remarked in Jakarta on Wednesday that funding from the Nantara serves as a state testament to the ability of the Indonesian nation to stand on its own feet on par with other nations around the globe under President Prabowo Subianto's administration. Let's come to the next news. The Makassar City government is partnering with Maniwa City, Japan and Yachiyo Engineering Co. Ltd. to develop renewable energy through sustainable waste management practices. Makassar Mayor Munarti Arifuddin welcomed the initiative as a major step in transforming the city's waste funding systems into an environmentally friendly model. Makassar is one of 12 cities selected for the construction of waste-to-energy plant. That's the news.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From
here is the Voice of Indonesia, the World Service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, at the program of RRINET on Indonesia Today. On Wednesday, 25th June 2025, I do hope that all of you are fine. Today cannot only give you much goodness, but also provide you much happiness. You are what you think. Yes, you are what you think. That means that when you think it is easy, everything you do will be done easily. So do your best, because everything you do, this must be based on your wholeheartedly, and even just do it wholeheartedly, I mean. And just make sure that everything is possible and make it as simple as possible. And don't forget, just make sure today must be much better than yesterday. Well, to all of you who are listening to our program, our team has already prepared our interesting segments that cannot only educate you but even also entertain you for today's edition with me, Ahmad Faisal. So here, as the first song that would like to entertain you here, the song that we have already said is from Budi Doremi with title Melukis Senja. Enjoy the song.
Aku mengerti perjalanan hidup yang kini kau lalui. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak mudah. biar ku menemanimu membasuh lelahmu. Izinkan ku lukis senja, mengukir namamu di sana, mendengar kamu bercerita, menangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam, bawa kamu bintang-bintang, untuk temanimu yang terluka, hingga kau bahagia. Aku di sini, walau lagi coba lagi jangan berhenti. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak indah. Lelahmu, izinkan ku lukis senja, mengukir namamu di sana, mendengar kamu bercerita, menangis tertawa. Kau bahagia. Izinkan ku lukis senja, mengukir namamu di sana, mendengar kamu bercerita, menangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam, bawa kamu bintang-bintang, untuk temanimu yang terluka, hingga kau bahagia. Kau bahagia.
How many lifetimes would it take to visit the every single hidden beauty in this fascinating island? For me, hundreds of times. To feel the warm welcome from the locals that makes me feel at home at their first hello. Cross the distance, to walk so many different paths and simply get lost. To get amazed by its unique forms of nature, as every inch of them is God's masterpiece. To move every part of my body as the stomping music takes me into tranquility. To cleanse my mind in the simplest way, by letting the vibes of my surrounding take control over me. To touch the coolness of afternoon breeze, reminding me once again the meaning of being free. To learn, to create, to discover, to actualize, to dream up. To find myself and ready to move forward. I finally understand the greatest and most important adventure of our lives is discovering who we really are. I found it in Sumba.
She's crowned with the world. Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener and also our viewer, let's join our special interview about our Void Talk, I mean, with Elise Utami about forest, hosted by Rai. Enjoy the interview.
Hello, Void listener and RR Inet viewers. Welcome back, still here in Indonesia today. And right now, we've just seen a video about the beauty of natures of Indonesia. And right now, we have a special guest that are going to talk about the fun fact about the forest and its preservation. With me right now is Elise Utami, the Executive Director of Hutan Indonesia. Hello, Utami, how are you today?
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you. I'm fine and I'm really excited to present Hutan Indonesia today in Voice of Indonesia.
Okay. So, before we start, actually I've been within contact with Hutan Itu Indonesia with Kadia Fatia before.
Okay.
We talk about a little bit about the forest of Indonesia as well. But right now we're going to talk about the preservation of forest of Indonesia. So can you tell me a little bit about the Hutan Indonesia to our listener and viewer who don't really know what is it about?
Okay. What should I call the listener from Voice of Indonesia?
You can call
just listeners.
Yeah, or? Just listener. You can call it.
Okay. So there's no like special calling.
No, there's no special calling. The special calling is for the animals in the forest.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Mm-hmm. I'm Tami from Hutan Indonesia. I'm really excited to share about Indonesian forest and how we all need to protect and preserve our forest. Because as you know that the current situation or condition in Hutan Indonesia or Indonesian forest, you should know that Indonesian forest currently still rank the third largest tropical forest in the world after Congo and Brazil. So as for your information, we are still in a good rank for now. The position is still in the third in the world as a tropical forest. And also Indonesia still at the second rank as the forest with the richest biodiversity in the world. So you can imagine how beautiful, how rich our Indonesian forest. We are the third, we are the second in biodiversity. So as Indonesian, we all must be proud of the wealth of Indonesian forest, because we are all Indonesian really depending to the forest as our source of life. So that's the current condition of Indonesian forest.
Okay, you just answered my first question. Tell me. I was going to ask about that, but you already answered it. So let's move on. You just mentioned that we are the third largest tropical forest in the world, right?
Yeah.
But is it true that Indonesia's forest is the eighth place in the country with the largest forest area in the world?
Yes, that's true. I mentioned about the tropical forest, mm-hmm. So we are at the third position, so you can imagine it's just the tropical forest. So we counted all the forest area in Indonesia, we are in the eighth positions in the world. So you can imagine with this wealth, we are in the eighth position, how big impact, how big it is, the impact of the forest to the climate, to the global issue. It is just from Indonesia. So that's why the conservation efforts really need to do in Indonesia to preserve our forest. So the position is still in the eighth rank. It's still maintained, something like that.
Okay, so the eighth largest forest in the world, that is some achievement that you can say that for a listener, because just like Tommy said, the tropical forest is ranked third, so that means we have a huge amount of forest that is spread out around Indonesia. And speaking of the largest forest in the world, since the forest is so big, does the deforestation usually happens in the forest of Indonesia?
Deforestation, it's something, I think it's kind of sad news, right? Mm-hmm. Because deforestation, it's something, it always happens like every year in Indonesia. According to the data from the Aurigo Nusantara Foundation, because I haven't found any data from our ministry from the last year. Mm-hmm. So I obtained the data from Aurigo Nusantara Foundation. It mentions that last year, in 2024, the deforestation increased more than 4,000 hectares. Oh. So from the previous year. So you can imagine, every year, there's always deforestation caused by many, like industrial encroachment, forest fires, and something like that. So it's kind of sad news that it's always happened every year. So I hope that by we raising awareness about deforestation, about forest preservation, the numbers can be decreased the next year. Because last year the number is still increased more than 4,000 hectares. Yeah. Hopefully the next year will be decreased.
Okay, so I would like to ask again about the deforestation. Does the deforestation rate is currently happening faster than when compared to us planting the trees and keeping the forest alive? Tell me.
Okay, so the deforestation, it's something like, what is it? We have like reforestation action, mm-hmm. all right, for our deforestation. But as you know, deforestation is faster than our action, than reforestation. Because as we know that today, we also face the climate crisis that can be increase our deforestation because of the heat, because of the temperature, and also the temperature can make the forest fire worse, and something like that. So deforestation will be faster than our action, actually. So as you know, when we plant one tree, it takes more than 5 years to be a big tree, something like that. But when the forest fire happened, it like wipes out all the trees. So it cannot be compared between the deforestation and the reforestation. Must be faster than deforestation. Yeah, that's kind of sad news.
Yeah, but still, you as a community of Hutan Itu Indonesia, there's been a movement that's called Planting a Million Trees movement, contributed to the reforestation of Indonesia. Can you tell us about the Planting a Million Trees movement?
Okay, yeah, the 1 million tree movements, I think it happens several years ago when Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono as a president, he encouraged so many people to plant the trees. And it's a good thing. I mean, like, it's not just the ceremonial when we really plant the tree and monitor them and really taking care of the trees until it really grow into the big trees. So it's a good movement to combat the deforestation and also to reforestation some some areas. So it's a good thing. But in Hutan Indonesia, in my organization, we also promoted another initiative. We call it forest adoption. So it's not just planting trees, it's not just ceremonial, but we also encourage people to adopt the tree that's it's already in a conservation area. So adoption or tree adoption means people can adopt a tree in a conservation area, in in a village that in a village forest that is really conserved by the local community. So we also help the how the local communities can protect the forest, can protect the tree. So and we are encourage so many people, public, to give them the support what they need to preserve or to conserve this tree. So the tree will be standing inside the forest without the standing inside the forest without like illegal something like that. Yeah. So the local communities will protect the trees and from the illegal logging or forest fire, something like that. So it's not just deforestation. We also have conservation action.
Okay. Tell me before we continue about the discussion of the forest and its preservation, let us listen to this following song to mooden up for our next segment in this interview.
Kau
Okay, Voice listener, we are still back in this interview with Tammy with from Hutan Itu, Indonesia. Now I want to ask about the tree's adoption. Is it the same like animal adoption where you have a name and certificate to it so that everyone can see that that tree is yours? And what is the impact of adopting that tree?
Okay, yeah. You know, tree adoption is interesting program. Mm-hmm. It's not like we adopt an animal like cat or dogs that we can take them into our house. So basically, tree adoption, we really adopt a tree, but the tree is standing inside the forest, mm-hmm, that is maintained by the local communities as a ranger. So by adopting one tree inside the forest, we give donation for the ranger to do the patrol and to take care of our tree. So we also can see the tree, yes, but we can take them into our house.
Yeah. If I want to take the trees into my house, is it possible?
Oh, you know, yes. Yeah. So we can see the tree. Mm-hmm. If you have budget to visit the forest, you can see the trees. But if you don't have the budget, we also give the adopter like certificate with the tagging, like the geotagging. Mm. So you can like copy or write the geotagging into the Google Maps, and then you can see the tree by the Google satellite. So technology now, it's really amazing, you know. So we can also monitor and see our trees inside the forest by using the geotagging that given by Hutan Itu Indonesia in the certificate they received.
Okay, so it is really interesting, for a listener. You can now adopt a tree, not just animals.
Uh-huh. And not also adopting trees, not also for you, but also maybe you want to give someone a tree, like your partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, so you can give them as a gift, you know. You can give a tree as a gift for someone you love, something like that.
Okay, so it is really interesting. And if I want to adopt a tree, is there ways on step by step on how to adopt it?
Oh, it's really easy. Yeah, you can come to Hutan Itu Indonesia website at Hutan Itu ID, or also you can contact the numbers in Hutan Itu ID Instagram account. There is a number, so you can contact the number directly. It's easy thing.
Okay, make sure to check it out and visit the Hutan Itu Indonesia. Okay, so is there any legal action that protects the tree's adoption if there's maybe like an illegal logging where someone is illegally trying to take down the tree? Is there any legal action to protect the trees from being logged?
Okay, so now we talk about regulation. Mm-hmm. Actually, there are so many regulations to protect the forest, right? The government, I believe that the government continues to tighten regulation, increase the like the law enforcement against illegal deforestation. But I want to highlight one of the regulation that is really related to our movement and our campaign. There is one regulation, it's a presidential instruction, number 5, from 2019, mm-hmm, regarding the termination of the granting of new permits and improving the governance of primary forests and peatlands. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine this regulation will terminate to granting a new permit and improving the governance. It's really a good instruction from the President Jokowi in 2019. So because to remind people that we need to monitor this regulation. In 2020, along with more than 100 collaborators from many CSO and NGOs in Indonesia, we tried to make a movement, a campaign called Indonesian forested. You know, there is no Indonesian Forest Day in Indonesia. We have another many celebration, but we don't have Indonesian Forest Day. So regarding, I like to commemorate this this special moment that President Jokowi assigned this presidential instruction regarding to protect the forest. In 7 August, we celebrated as Indonesian Forest Day. So I think that's one of a good regulation that we need to keep monitor and also work along the government how to implement this regulation in a good way.
Okay, so there, the regulation is really strong in that one, in protecting the trees. And if it's okay to ask, I want to ask, what forest does the tree adoption that is available in Indonesia right now from Hutan Nito Indonesia?
Okay, so now we are back to the forest.
Yes.
We have actually this project from Hutan Indonesia is collaborated or working along with local partners. We have so many partners in in Java Island, especially in West Java, in Bogor, in Bandung, and also in Sumatra Island and Kalimantan Island. So we protect the forested area in Bengkulu, in Jambi, in West Sumatra, in West Kalimantan. Basically the tree adoption project is still in the three islands, Java, Sumatra, and Kalimantan. Yeah, we hope by if there are more public supports, we can also extend these initiatives to other islands like Sulawesi and Tete and other forested area like in Papua. We are really excited if we can extend these initiatives.
Okay, so there are two questions left. And the first one is, what measures should be taken to protect the forest and who should be involved? Is anyone can be involved in protecting the forest, or maybe like, is there a specific type of people that should protect the forest?
It's interesting question.
Okay.
I mean, like, yes, because when we talk about the forest, sometimes not all the people think that we can do something for our forest. Because the forest issue is really not so popular sometimes, in especially in urban area, that we are not really related, or we are not seeing the forest every day. So feels like it's not our issue. It's just other issue that for people who lives in the forest. But actually, what happened in the urban area, what happened, what we do as an urban people, it's also related or impacted to the forest. For example, if we consume more something like palm oil, and many things that it's not really good for our environment, it also lead to the deforestation. So just now we are breathing.
breathing.
We can breathe oxygen, fresh air. It happened because we still have the forest. So imagine if there is no forest, we can absorb the emission from the pollution in urban. I don't know, maybe we need to buy the oxygen to breathe. Yeah, so that's something that it's really related in our daily lives, but sometimes we forget that it is related to the forest. So that's why the forest issue sometimes it's not popular, because we didn't realize about that impact. So actually, how to protect the forest, who can protect the forest, it's our responsibility. I mean, all the people responsible to protect the forest. Anyone can protect the forest in their daily life, in their capacity. What they can do in daily life, it also can protect and preserve the forest.
Okay, so everyone is responsible for everyone's health, because if we don't protect the forest, maybe just like you said, we maybe have to buy fresh air to breathe.
Exactly.
Okay, so that is a really interesting take. And what can people do is maybe like plant trees in their house, or like plant a garden in their house. Does that help the air?
Okay, so what we can do, actually, there are many things we can do. Like in Hutan Indonesia, we have five call to actions.
Okay.
So the first one is the easiest one. So as a urban people or everyone, I think everyone has the phone. Mm-hmm. We cannot live without the phone. So we can we can do digital campaign. So everything. So spread the awareness, the story, everything that related to the forest, issue, you can spread it in our social media. So it's the easiest way we can do. It's not just the planting trees. The easiest way is as close as from our phone. So we can do the digital campaign. And the next, if we are near the forest, we can take a walk, we can make a trip to the forest, so we can really connecting to the nature. And also we can tell the people that the forest is more than just the trees. The forest give us the fresh air, make us relax. It's good for our mental health. We need to experience that, so the people can also take a trip to the forest. And the next one, if you know, like non-timber forest product, honey, it's the easiest way. So we can also support the local product from the local communities who sell the honey. By supporting the local community's economy, it's also make them empower and make them will protect the forest more, not just cutting the trees, because they can have alternative economy. So we need to support the local communities, but by buying their craft product, honey, or many non-timber forest product. And the next, we can do forest adoption. The project I told that we can do the forest adoption by giving donation from everywhere and anywhere. As long as you have a phone, you can contact Hutan Indonesia and then ask how you can adopt a tree. And the last one is celebrating Indonesian Forest Day in 7 August. So I hope everyone can spread the awareness, and we all can, once in a year, we can celebrate together the wealth of Indonesian forest in 7 August.
Okay. That's it. Okay, Tammy, and the final question. If you could send a message to everyone about saving the forest, what would it be? Make it into a one sentence and make it super epic so that it will be tagged.
Okay. So for everyone, let's save the forest because it saves our lives. That's it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Tammy, for giving your time
you
to do a special interview. With.
Yeah, it's really nice chat. Thank you so much for inviting me to this afternoon talk. I hope it will be important and also raising more awareness to protect the forest.
Yes, I hope that it will be super impactful for everyone who are listening right now. And thank you so much for tuning in this special interview with Tammy from Hutan Itu Indonesia. And always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia for more interesting interviews like this.
cari-cari di mana oh dirimu. Berhari-hari tak kunjung ku bertemu. Sinar mentari hanya tersipu malu. Bulan purnama membisu. Ku lari-lari dikejar oh sang waktu. Berhari-hari memikirkan dirimu. Ku hibur diri menangguh tempo dulu. Setiap saat ku merindu. Selalu menghilang walau erat ku genggam. Oh dia, taulah ku cari dia. Selalu menghilang walau erat ku jaga. Oh dia, tak pernah ku sentuh dia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, also the viewer of Airnet, and even of our viewers of Indonesia Today, Indonesia Today, we hope that you still stay tuned. Also at www.voinews.id. Well, we have also another information. It is that Indonesian government, has called on Israel to immediately end its illegal occupation and fully withdraw from Palestinian territories, aligning itself with the recent advisory opinion issued by the International Court of Justice. The appeal was also delivered by Deputy Minister for Human Rights Mugianto during the 15th session of the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva, Switzerland, on Tuesday. Well, according to an official statement released on Wednesday, Mugianto underscored the urgency of halting Israel's annexation practices and the forced displacement of Palestinians from their homeland. Moreover, he also condemned what he described as the hypocrisy of nations that advocate human rights but remain silent on violations in Gaza. Speaking before UNHRC member states, Mugianto also raised concerns over violations of freedom of expression, assembly and association, especially targeting Palestinian rights defender. He also emphasized that the suppression of Palestinian human rights defenders is a blatant violation of fundamental freedoms upheld by the international community. He also emphasized that international solidarity with Palestine and its right to self-determination must be grounded in universal human rights principles, not selective interests. He also affirmed that Indonesia's long-standing support for Palestinian rights and also its call for the enforcement of international law. Well, listener, hopefully what we have already given to you can also improve about your insight about Indonesia and also feel entertained, feel enjoyable after listening our music that we serve you. And now we have also another music, another song. It is now from Raisa with title It's Okay Not to Be Okay. Enjoy the song.
Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, after listening music from Raisa, we title It's Okay Not to Be Okay. That's the end of our togetherness at the program of RRNet on Indonesia Today. Thank you for listening and watching us, and we are going to continue our Indonesia Today.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRNet.
When I was lost, I felt alone. Gave me light and guide me right through the night to where the wind blows. Years had passed by, I'm lonely, alone. There's only one place that I'm sure can fix my broken hearted soul, and it's called home. I'm going home. Again and try everything to let go.